On the next Kids Corner, a look at the past.
So, what you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm gonna sit on that rocker on the porch and reflect back on the good old days.
What about the good new days, Grandpa?
I don't think there is such a thing.
Aw, come on, it's like what Jack said.
And a peek at the future.
Grandpa!
What?
Come on, Grandpa. Grandpa, you gotta come with me. Hurry.
What's going on?
Just bring your shovel. You have to see this.
Shovel, what?
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Hey, Jack. It's been a while.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yes. Hello, Liz. Here I am.
I have been looking all over for you. Mom told me it's your birthday.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is.
Well, happy birthday, Grandpa.
Thank you, Liz.
Oh, it's cold today. Why are you out here in Memorial Park, anyway?
To remember.
Okay. How long are you going to be out here remembering?
Liz, it's important for me to come here and look at the names on the memorial and remember those who gave their lives so you and I could live in freedom.
Oh, wow. So somebody you knew died in the Snake War?
As always, you ask a lot of questions.
Well, yes. I do have one more.
No.
Could I please have some of your famous hot chocolate with crunchy chocolate beetles? You know, to celebrate your birthday?
How kind of you. Well, it is kind of cold out here.
It is.
Sure. Let's go.
Oh, great. So, can you tell me what happened to your friend?
I suppose that I can. His name was Jack. He was a lot like you.
Oh, a great guy?
Pushy.
Oh.
But yes, a great guy. Jack was a best friend. He was 2 years older than me, but he let me hang around him. I guess he was bored as an only child. We grew up right here in Terrain.
Well, that's cool. What kind of stuff did kids do for fun back then?
Fun? Oh, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff kids don't do anymore.
How do you know it's finally spring? No more winter boots? Flowers blooming? Robins in your backyard? As the cold days of winter give way to warmer temperatures, it's time to get outside and learn about the changing seasons. Check out Kids Corner's Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a spring nature hunt outside. As you go through the scavenger hunt activities, read Psalm 100, all about praising God for the life He's given us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Explore all the things you see, feel, smell, and hear during this season. Signs of Life scavenger hunt. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Hey, Jack!
What you got, Jimmy?
The most spiffy shooter marvel you ever saw in your whole entire life.
Is that so? Well, let's see what you got.
Oh, just look at this.
Well now, you've got yourself a surefire beaut. Looks like a lion's eye.
Oh, it sure is swell, ain't it?
So what do you say? Let's shoot some marbles with this thing, huh?
Oh, do you want to play for keeps?
You bet.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, hand me that nail right there, would you?
Here you go.
Okay, the last nail in our brand new tree fort. You want the honors?
Wow, you want me to hammer the last nail?
Sure thing. You get to be the big cheese.
Okay. Oh, my thumb! Oh, applesauce.
Hey, Jimmy, look what I just found.
What is it?
It's got to be the most amazing skipping rock ever.
Wow, just look at that thing.
It's shaped perfectly to fit in your hand. And just look at the shape. It's so streamlined.
Oh, like it was designed by God himself to skip across the pond. I'll bet you it would skip half a mile.
You want to try it?
What? Me? No, in fact, you know what? We should keep it.
Keep it?
A skipping rock that special deserves to be in a museum someplace.
If you say so. Sergeant Jack slithers up to the lizard fort, armed with his trusty water pistol.
Little does Sergeant Jack know, but Sergeant Jimmy is waiting for him inside the fort. He's armed and ready to defend his fellow lizards from any snake attack. And in his hands are two water pistols!
It's an ambush!
Wow, he sounds like a really great friend.
Best. One of my very favorite things we did on my birthday every year. Jack would dream up these elaborate treasure hunts, complete with clues to find the treasure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the best kind of awesome.
Hey, you know, we still do treasure hunts as kids
now.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, only we do it on our phones.
Yeah.
Did you fish as a kid?
Sure did.
Well, we still fish.
On your phone?
No, with real bait and real fish in a real lake. We go to Lake Lugardo.
Jack and I fished in Miller's Pond behind Jack's place every Saturday. Lots of times throughout the summer.
Grandpa, are you okay?
Hmm? Just thinking.
What about?
Well, before Jack and I shipped off for the war, we wanted to go fishing one last time.
Look at that cloud right there. Looks like an elephant.
Nah, you're all wet, Jack.
What do you mean?
Well, that's no elephant. Anyone can see it's an anteater.
All right, wise guy, but it's changing now.
His trunk just flew off.
I'm gonna miss this place. Our tree fort, Miller's Pond, fishing for old Big Mouth.
I don't know if anybody will ever hook that old fish. That guy is smarter than a whip.
A legend.
Don't worry, we'll be back. We'll get that smart aleck fish yet.
Yeah. Good day, huh?
Yeah, a very good day. Hey, Jack.
Uh-huh?
Are you scared?
Nah. Well, yeah, but isn't every guy going off to war? You?
Yeah. But I want to do what's right, you know? Fight the enemy for our freedom.
The enemy is like a thief, stealing everything that's valuable.
Well, you got that right.
It's like that Bible verse. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10, verse 10.
Jesus, right?
Yep. You see that leaf on the water out there?
Uh-huh.
Just moseying along, floating on whatever current comes its way. I never want to live life like that. I want to live life to the full and grab all the adventure that God has for me. Nothing half full.
Yeah.
I want my life to count full for something. Do something that matters, you know?
Hey, Jack?
I think that when we live life less than full, we're not living up to the life Jesus calls us to.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
I'm getting a nibble.
Hook him, buddy. Pull him in.
Oh, I got it. Wow, Jack, this one's big. I can feel it.
Bring him on home.
Oh, he's really giving me a tug.
You can do it, buddy.
He's gonna pull me into the pond.
Jimmy, look, it's old Big Mouth.
You sure?
Sure as shooting I am.
Oh, it's him. I caught old Big Mouth.
History is being made right here. Right here at Miller's Pond, and you've done it, Jimmy and Nolly. Good day, huh?
A very good day.
Come on, let's show my mom.
All right.
Ma, you gotta see this. Jimmy caught old Big Mouth.
Wait, you did what? Oh, hold on. Stay right there. Okay, now hold him up high. Say cheese.
Cheese.
One week later, we left Terrain. 3 months later, we were on the battlefield. Jack and I were assigned to different battalions. Jack's battalion came under heavy enemy fire. They were pinned down.
We're surrounded! There's no way out!
There's always a way out!
Go! Go! Go!
Jack stayed at his post to the last, making sure everyone could escape. He was making his way to safety when he got hit. A fellow soldier carried him back to base. I got a report that Jack was in pretty bad shape. I asked for special permission to go see him, and I rushed as fast as I could to the Army hospital. I was praying all the way. I begged God to let me see him again, just one last time. That was one prayer that was never answered. By the time I got there, his bed was empty. Jack was gone. They flew his body back home. Well, I never got to say goodbye. The only thing I have left of Jack is that.
What, the grandfather clock?
Mm-hmm. Jack's prized possession.
And right on cue.
Jack insisted he wanted me to have it, if anything ever happened to him. And that's what he told his mom before we left for the war.
Hey, Grandpa, It sounds like a chime is missing. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, the fourth chime. It's always done that, ever since I got it.
Do you mind if I take a look?
I don't know if I would mess with it, Liz. I kind of got used to it like that.
Come on, it wouldn't hurt to take a peek, at least.
All right, then. Have at it. Need a flashlight?
No, thanks. I got an app on my phone for that.
Oh, yes, of course.
Let's just open it up and see. I'm not a clock expert or anything, but... nothing. Hey, do you have a screwdriver?
Oh, got an app on your phone for that?
Not really.
Well, I just happen to have an app in my pocket right here. Phillips?
Perfect, thank you. Mm-hmm. Grandpa, can you shine the light right there, please?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, wait a second, what's this?
Hmm?
It looks like there's a piece of paper stuck in the side.
Well, look at that.
Okay, let's see if I can reach it. Got it, there. Oh, this looks like a really old piece of paper. What? What is it?
It's a clue.
What?
It's Jack's handwriting.
Wait, what are you talking
Look.
About? A tower from a former age. Where is it pointing to? When all is clear, you'll just say, oh, At east leg, the next clue. What tower? And what's an east leg?
We used to call our tree fort a tower, but...
A tower from a former age. Where is it pointing to? When all is clear, you'll just say, oh.
Wait, listen.
What?
What are the last words of each line? Say that.
Age to oh.
Yeah. Put it all together. What does it sound like?
I have no idea.
H2O.
Water?
The old water tower.
The one at the top of the hill?
Liz, how would you like to join me on a treasure hunt?
Oh, you bet!
But first...
What?
We need to get my treasure hunting kit.
Wait, hold on. What?
Here, my coat closet somewhere. Yeah, there it is. Here we go. Whenever Jack and I went on a treasure hunt, we always took this satchel. Camp shovel, binoculars, gloves, there they are, magnifying glass, tape measure... Yeah. Ready?
Ready. Let's do this.
So there's the water tower right at the top.
All
see
right.
It? Let's go.
Good day, huh?
Oh, very good day.
You know, I have always wondered why a town puts their name on the water tower.
Oh.
I mean, isn't it obvious this is the water tower for Tyrene and Tyrene?
I suppose, but look under the name Tyrene.
Yeah.
Ever think about that arrowhead underneath it?
Nope, never thought about it.
Well, when Tyrene was first settled, they dug up an ancient battlefield filled with arrowheads.
Really?
And that came to be the symbol for the town.
Oh, that's cool.
At least in the old days.
Do you miss the old days?
I do.
Okay, we're here. Mm-hmm. Now, where did he bury the clue?
All right, east leg.
East leg. Oh, the tower, the east leg of the water tower.
Let's start digging.
All right. I think you got something there, Grandpa.
I think you're right.
Okay, some kind of metal box. Well, what's inside?
All right, let's see here. Another clue.
Yes.
Here, my eyes aren't what they used to be.
Okay. Underneath the town of Tyrene, as clear as the nose on your face, it's pointing the way to the treasure you'll find. Just gotta remember the place.
Underneath the town of Tyrene.
Oh, man, we have to dig under the town for the next clue.
As clear as the nose on your face.
Pointing the way.
Wait, what's that?
Something in the bottom of the box. Oh, it's a key.
I know that key well.
What? What is it? Tell me.
It was the key to Jack's treasure box.
Oh, yes.
We're getting closer, Liz.
This is so cool.
Liz, look up. Look what? At the tower.
Yeah?
Underneath the tower of Tyrene. What do you see?
An arrowhead.
Hmm?
Oh, an arrowhead pointing the
way.
Cool. Okay, where's it pointing?
To Miller's Pond. That's where we built our tree fort.
What? What's wrong?
Here. Binoculars.
What?
Take a look at Miller's Pond.
Okay. Just a bunch of houses. I don't see it.
It's because it's not there.
Wait, what?
40 years ago, Miller's Pond was filled in and turned into a subdivision.
Oh, come on. With the place they call Miller's Crossing now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, Grandpa.
It's all gone. A pond, fort, everything. You bulldozed it all.
Oh.
Come on, let's go back home. Well, I guess some things aren't meant to be. All that running around, it's good to be back home.
So, what you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm gonna sit on that rocker on the porch and reflect back on the good old days.
What about the good new days, Grandpa?
I don't think there is such a thing.
Aw, come on. It's like what Jack said. I want to live life to the full, right?
Stay there for a minute.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Here.
What's this?
It's a newspaper clipping.
Yeah.
Miller's Crossing open.
Uh-huh.
See that boulder right there in the background?
Yeah.
They carved the name of the subdivision.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Next to that boulder was a tree with three trunks. That's the tree where we built our fort.
But there's no tree.
Exactly. They must have chopped down our tree.
Oh.
When I saw this photo, my heart sank. I never went near the place again.
Oh.
So that's the end of the treasure hunt. Fun while it lasted, I suppose.
Hey, Grandpa. Can I borrow this newspaper, please?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll be back soon.
What's he up to now?
Hey, Grandpa! Grandpa!
What?
Come on, Grandpa. Grandpa, you gotta come with me. Hurry.
What's going on?
Just bring your shovel. You have to see this.
Your shovel? What? What?
So, this is the boulder from the newspaper clipping.
Came out here to see this?
So, my guess is they moved the boulder here to the entrance of Miller's Crossing.
What are you getting at?
Take the binoculars and look in that direction.
All right.
When they put in the subdivision, they kept a little section of woods for a park, right over here.
Oh, my.
Do you see it?
The tree. The tree with three
exactly.
trunks.
Hey, Grandpa, wait for me.
Be careful up there, Liz.
Yeah, hold on. There's lots of vines and stuff. Oh, yes! Look, can you see this?
What you got?
It's a piece of wood nailed to the tree.
The fort!
It's gotta be. Grandpa, we found your old tree fort!
And the last location from the clue.
Let's start digging.
Here we go.
Grandpa, we've been digging for an awfully long time, and I don't see anything.
Well, keep going. Don't give up now.
Are we sure it's on this side of the tree?
Trust me. I know Jack would plant it right here.
All right.
It's the very spot where we played pirate treasure when we were little.
Hey, Grandpa. Grandpa, you hit something.
I sure did.
Hey, clear it off. It's a wooden box. Is this Jack's treasure box the one you were talking about?
It sure is.
Oh, yes!
You still have the key?
Right here.
Here we go.
All right. What? What is it? What is it? Come on, is it gold?
Better.
Better than gold?
Three marbles. The most amazing skipping rock ever, and a squirt gun.
Oh, wow. Oh,
true treasure.
Hey, Grandpa, what's that at the bottom?
Oh, it's an envelope.
I wonder what's in it.
Oh.
What? Grandpa,
it's a photograph. A photograph of Jack and me holding up old Big Mouth.
Wow.
And that's Miller's Pond in the background.
Hey, it says something on the back there, Grandpa.
Yeah. Jimmy and me and old Big Mouth. Life is short. Make it matter. John 10, verse 10. Oh, God answered my prayer.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Oh, I got to see him one last time.
Wow.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Liz.
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa.
You know what? You're a lot like Jack.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's a true compliment, believe me.
It's been a good day, Grandpa.
A very good day.
winds may blow and the floodwaters roll, and you may be so far from home. The sky may turn black and your friends turn their backs. It seems you have to face it all alone. But there's a light in the darkness. God the Father wants to carry you through. In his arms you can hide. Put your worries aside. He will never stop loving. Getting out of the storm. Silver may rust and your dreams turn to dust. And there's nowhere you can be safe and warm. There's a light in the darkness. Never stop loving you. The Lord has given his promise when everything is falling apart. His word is true, he cares for you, he loves you right from the put your worries aside, he will never stop loving you.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by John Fornoff. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.